Come close and sit down. Let me tell you about the day my grandkids found the almanac. Their names are Theo and June. Theo is the careful one. He reads the directions. He counts his change. He likes to know exactly how a thing works before he touches it. June is the other kind entirely. June is the kind who runs first and looks back later. And wherever June goes, her dog Scout goes too, on account of Scout being made mostly of hope and appetite. Well, one rainy afternoon, the two of them were at my house and they were bored. You know the kind of bored I mean. The kind where even the dog sighs. Now, I keep a great many old things in my house, but the oldest thing I own sits up on the top shelf, right where the afternoon light comes in. It is a big, heavy book with a cracked leather cover, an almanac. My grandfather gave it to me, and his grandfather gave it to him. And it is full of true American stories, one for every single week of the year. June spotted it first. June spots everything. What's that one, Grandpa? That, I said, is the almanac. Careful, now, it's older than your great-great-grandmother. Theo, naturally, wanted to know exactly how old that was, but June had already dragged the step stool over and reached the almanac down and set it heavy in her lap and opened it right to the middle. And that is when I saw the thing I had been waiting a long time to show somebody young enough to see it. A little cold wind came up out of the page, just a breath of it. It smelled of snow and wood smoke and someplace very far away, and a single snowflake drifted up out of the book, spun once in the warm, rainy day air of my living room, and melted on the tip of June's nose. Theo dropped his pencil. Scout's ears shot straight up, and June looked up at me, her whole face gone round as a moon, and whispered, "Grandpa, what kind of book is this?" "The kind," I said, "that you do not just read." Well, Scout, who has never once met a smell he did not intend to chase, put both front paws up on the open page and gave it an enormous sniff. And I'll tell you, the wind out of that almanac ruffled his ears back like he had his head out a car window. "The rule," I told them, quickly, before June could get any ideas, and June always had ideas, is this. You open it to one story, just one. You hold on tight to each other and to that silly dog, and you always, always come back.
"Come back from where?" said Theo.
But June already knew. June had felt the snow. She ran her hand down the page to a winter, the coldest winter this country ever had, and she looked at her brother. And Theo looked at the front door, like a boy who would very much prefer to read a safety manual first. And Scout wagged his whole entire body.
"Not tonight," I said. "Your mother's coming at 6.
Oh, the groan that went up. You would have thought I have canceled the 4th of July. But that night, after I tucked them in, June in the big bed, Theo on the cot, Scout sprawled across both their feet. June was still holding on to the corner of that almanac like it might drift off without her.
"Tomorrow," she said.
"Tomorrow," I said. And that, right there, is how the whole thing started. Three of them, one old almanac, and a whole country's worth of true stories, waiting on the other side of the page. So the next time June opens it, and she will, you come along too. We are going to need somebody to help hold on to Scout.